This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. Now then, you're listening to me, Paul Andrews. Yay! And my co-host, the absolutely gorgeous Amanda Flanders.
It's me, I'm back.
She's back. I'm not on my own any longer.
No.
It's been a long 7 or 8 months of doing this on my own.
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a long time and it's been painful. So I'm really pleased.
And that's just from your side,
yeah,
I think.
That's just, well, yeah, that's without the listeners. Yeah, so I'm really pleased that you're back. It's fantastic to have a co-host live in the studio, and the gorgeous Amanda Flanders has stepped into the breach to do that.
Yay.
You're right.
Yeah, I am. Good. I mean, to be fair, I'm probably the only person that actually can do it at the moment. So
yeah, true.
So you're stuck with me whether you're any good or not.
Right, I want to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors. The Business Bunker Show is pleased to partner with leading employment law firm Locke Associates. They'll be bringing us regular news, information and help with employment law, health and well-being at work. You can find out more about Locke Associates Group by going to their website, which is www.lockassociates.co.uk. That's Locke, spelled L-O-C-H. And a huge thank you to them for sponsoring the show. We've got a packed show. We've got two fantastic interviews today. We're going to hear from the Mayor of Bromley, Hannah Gray, who's got a fantastic backstory as well. And, of course, her mayoral year has been a year to remember beyond any shadow of a doubt. And then we're going to hear in the second half of the show from the lovely Alison Palmer of the Federation of Small Business, who sadly is leaving us to go on to Pastors New. But we're going to catch up with all the work that she's been doing over the years that she's been involved with the FSB here in Kent and Medway. We've got news and information and stuff to catch up on, but most of all, we'd like to hear from you, the businesses out there. And you can, of course, get in touch with us in all the usual ways, but the best way to do it is to tweet us. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb or Amanda at Amanda J. Flanders, and use the hashtag BBunker, and we shall read your tweets.
Yes, give us some tweets and give us some GIFs. Come on, I'm back now. We want GIFs.
We like a nice GIF war, don't we?
We do like a GIF war, and we want some GIFs. So if you're out there listening, send us some GIFs. And also send us your memories of Alison.
Yeah, absolutely.
And any time, you know, how did you meet her? What have you done with Alison? Because, yeah, I can't believe 7 years, and it won't be the same without her.
It will not. We're going to miss her dreadfully.
I mean, like, Alison is the FSB at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And we're going to miss her dreadfully. We really are.
Absolutely.
Well, look, I've had a tweet, and I'm a bit upset about this. It's from Chips and Dinks, and it says, after a foggy start, I didn't think I was that bad.
Well.
Oh, right, I see what you're saying. Sorry, after a foggy start, the skies will clear away to sunny spells and a brighter afternoon. If you don't get sunshine, you can count on a Business Bunker to brighten our day. And guess who's back in town?
Oh, thank you,
it's the lovely
Dinks.
Amanda. That's Bev and Tony, Chips and Dinks. Give them a follow on Twitter. They're lovely folks.
They're brilliant. I'm very good at dealing with your chips and your dinks.
Yeah, they patch things up, they respray things, they fill things, and they upcycle stuff too.
Yes.
Yeah, and we use them a lot.
We do. You've got a bit more work for you, Tony.
Yeah, and poor Amanda had a tyre blowout last week as well, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
That was a bit of a nuisance.
Indeedy. Indeedy. I've had a nice tweet from Fruitworks,
right,
who've tweeted me, not you, at Amanda J. Flanders, a Business Bunker shout out, please. At Fruitworks, we are accepting new membership. Sometimes working from home is just not possible for many reasons. With membership starting from as little as £60 per month, you can join our thriving community in Canterbury. That's great. I mean, I think that's the thing, isn't it? People are probably sick of working from home now,
yeah,
but still don't want to go into town or into big offices. So, you know, having a space like Fruitworks is brilliant at this time of
year.
Yeah,
I fully expect that for the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of hybrid working. You know, occasional day at home, couple of days in a community workspace or a shared office space, and maybe one day a fortnight or a month back at head office. And I see that as a pattern unfolding. Just while we're talking about that, I've got a little cunning plan that I'm potentially working on. So if anybody's interested and wants to inform me, but I'm just thinking about it at the moment, of the possibility maybe, eventually, sometime, possibly, opening a second Fruitworks in the Tenterton area. So if you're based anywhere in the Weald of Kent, Tenterton, Cranbrook, Rolandon, High Holden, St Michael's, any of those places, Bindon, Bethersden, anywhere around there, from the outskirts of Ashford right to the outskirts of Hastings, if you think you might like to use a potential community space with lots of free car parking, maybe give us a shout and let us know, because it's a plan I'm thinking about.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah.
Athol Ray have started the gift war before even the show went on air, but...
It's a pretty good gif, isn't it?
It's
a flashing teddy
bear. It's a bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where did you find that, Kate? Business Bunker, can we have a shout out for the Employment Law Update webinar this Thursday, 9 till 10? Oh, in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why would you have it at 9 till 10 at night? So this Thursday, 9 till 10 or 1 till 2 with the fabulous, the amazing Gemma Fairclough-Haynes or at Gemma Fairhay on the Twitter. Spaces are still available and they're free, absolutely free. So if you email Fran at Athelbrae, that's athelbrae.co.uk, and reserve a place. So that's Employment Law Update webinar is either Thursday from 9 till 10 or the afternoon shift is 1 till 2, and that is with the absolutely amazing Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who really knows her stuff. So
absolutely,
check that out and give them a call if you want to spot on that.
Yeah, they also say at the end of that tweet, I hope Amanda's keeping a check on me this afternoon.
Oh yeah, I missed that bit.
Yeah, I'm you know.
That's why I came in, guys. That's why I came in, you know, just to.
I was
keep
having
an eye
too
in.
Much fun. Sandra at the Recovery Well has been on Vanilla Web. I would love a shout out, please. Happy to be back doing what I love as of last week. My new premises being very well received, so I'm over the moon. I have soundproofed therapy rooms for day hire in central Ramsgate. DM me for info, and you can follow Sandra on the Twitter at Recovery Well, all one word, Recovery Well, and find out what she does and about her new wellbeing hub that she's opened in Ramsgate.
I'm intrigued because the rooms are soundproof.
Yeah, they can't hear you screaming.
No, I was going to say, is it about that much that you're going to be screaming a lot?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Well, I might do scream therapy, I suppose.
Well, it's well-being therapy, isn't it? So there could be, a lot of...
Could be screen therapy. I could do with a bit of that sometime.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you what, Amanda.
Yes.
Have you got an email to read?
You want me to read an email?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm trying to filter through all these tweets and now you want
We've
me
got
to
quite
do.
A few, haven't we?
We have.
Yeah, it's jollied itself along. It must be because you're here.
Of course. Yeah. Why else? So I have an email here. Kent Creative Online Meetup, Friday the 23rd of April, which will be this Friday, from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. A free meetup for artists and creatives to chat, learn, share ideas and get support. The Kent Creative Meetups are simple get together with like-minded creative people supporting each other, building a robust community for artists where the support comes from the community itself. So Jeanette Cook and Shayla Dyson will talk about their work. So you've got some talks, it's quite a nice idea, you know, it's a whole mutual, everyone's into the same thing. So if you want to find out about that, where would you go? Okay, go to kentcreative.org. And then go onto their events page and you've got Kent Creative Online Meetup Friday 23rd. So if you go to the website kentcreative.org and then you can book onto that. So if you're in the Kent Creative, if you're in the creative industry and you fancy a bit of online networking, then get along to that.
Fantastic. The gifts have started. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't. I'm trying. I'm just trying to look at the three devices here, trying to catch up with everything.
Diamond Circle Weddings have got
of course a I wouldn't expect going. It to be from anyone else but them.
Cool.
Let me stop. I need to find it now. Where is it?
Just going back to that email you just read about the Kent Creative Arts event. That's a weekly event every Friday for people that work in the arts creative industries. A really good event. If you can participate.
I'm interested on people's feedback on, obviously, everyone's had to do everything by Zoom and everything online since the lovely start of this pandemic. And how are people finding it? How do people want to get back to face-to-face networking, or are they quite comfortable actually not having to go out and network from their own home?
Yeah, do let us know. From my own part, there's been some benefits of being able to Zoom things for the radio show, for instance, where we've had guests and people on the show that we wouldn't normally have had because they're, you know, a long way away and in quite a few cases overseas. And in fact, our guest next week, we've got a big guest next week. We've got Dr. Ivan Misner, and Ivan is the founder of BNI.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and he's based in California. Without Zoom, we couldn't have done it. So we've got a Zoom interview with Ivan, which will be broadcast next week. And Ivan is the founder and chief visionary officer of BNI, the Business Network International. So that's going to be fascinating. Right. What have I got? I've got some stuff here for you. If you've moved goods between the UK and countries in the EU, you need to follow the new customs and tax rules. Your business will be affected by the new rules if you buy goods from an EU seller and bring them into the UK, or if you send goods you've sold to a buyer in an EU country. If you haven't exchanged money but need to move equipment that you use for your business between the UK and the EU, you still need to follow the rules. We know this means change for many businesses, and we're here to help. So HMRC has a YouTube channel to familiarise yourself with all the new customs processes and what you need to do before you trade or exchange goods with the EU. So to find out, if you go and Google HMRC YouTube, you'll find their YouTube channel. And their webinars are all available on there, free to use, to find out how to fill in the forms.
I've just had a message actually via LinkedIn.
Wow.
I know. This is from Darren Will, who just messaged me and said, hopefully you're the lady I'm listening to as co-host on today's Business Bunker radio show. Yes, Darren, it is the right one. You have connected with the right person. It's good to connect with you. See, the power of social media. Mm. So there's your shout out as well, Darren. And Darren is in PR and marketing consultant at InTune PR.
It would be.
Oh, there's a tweet there as well. Somewhere
and he's tweeted as well. He gets about, does Darren?
He's making sure you get good coverage today, aren't you, Darren?
Yeah. Well, to be fair to Darren, it was him that introduced me to the Mayor of Bromley, who's our first guest.
Oh, okay. Well, there's me thinking he was just listening because I was on.
Ah, right. Okay. No. Construction Live. It's an event that's taking place on Thursday the 6th of May from 12:30 until 2 p.m. And it's a new event programme designed to provide attendees from the architect, engineer and construction industry with the relevant and practical content presented in an interesting and interactive format. Many online events put in place in response to the restrictions are limited in their appeal and uninteresting in the way that they're presented. Presenters are remote and the ability for attendees to engage with them is limited to third-party Q&As. Our approach is quite different and proven to be more informative and closer to the live experience that we all miss. Construction Live will emulate a TV magazine format that combines entertaining presentation with conversation and ultimately direct engagement with the audience. Content presenters will initially join a brief conversation with the hosts on the subject before giving their presentations. There'll be brief 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the number of presentations, after which, instead of reassembling with the host asking questions submitted via the function buttons, each presenter will host a breakout room of their own. You can find out all about this event by going to the website constructionexpouk.co.uk/construction live. That's constructionexpouk.co.uk/construction live.
The gifts are coming in.
Are they?
I'm just loving this, and definitely a great gift from another one from Diamond Circle Weddings. We are looking forward to getting back to face-to-face networking, like the Networkers Networking event. Yes, one day that shall be back. You've got to network to get work, baby. I love that. It's brilliant. And we've had a tweet from Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who is listening and looking forward to hearing Alison's her last interview.
Yeah, that'll be on in the second part of the show, just after 2 o'clock.
Later on.
And we're looking forward to that. We've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Michael Park Surveyors, MPSL, on Twitter. Thank you, Paul. We'd love a shout-out on the Business Bunker show from the Michael Parks team. Your show is the best.
Shall I do another email?
Kind. Yeah, please.
That's because there is, you know, the Business Bunker Extra doesn't exist anymore. Otherwise, you know, it'd be the second best.
Yeah, thank you.
They were equally as good as each other.
She got out of that. I was just about to cut a microphone
off. Two Kent motor dealerships have won prestigious industry awards. Toyota Ashford won the 2020 Toyota... Why did you give me this one to read? Ikeban Award. While Lexus Tunbridge Wells scooped the 2020 Lexus Centre of Excellence Award. Both are part of the Motorline Group. Every year, just three centres from the Toyota GB network of 188 are selected for the Ikeban Award. Steve Blake...
I like you saying Ikeban.
Ikeban. How do you say it? Ishiban.
Yeah.
Ish.
It could be. It could be Ishiban.
Ishiban.
It's Ishiban, isn't it?
Ibban.
Yeah.
Ishiban.
Yeah.
Or Ikeban. Let's go with Ikeban. Ikeban.
Yeah, Ikeban sounds Ikey. Better, doesn't it?
Is Ikey. Steve Blake, Toyota and Lexus Operations Director of Motorline, said, "These awards speak volume for the effort, passion and customer focus delivered by the Toyota Ashford and Lexus Tunbridge Wells teams. Given the challenging trading conditions of the last 12 months, it's great to receive the awards, which truly reflects the outstanding commitment of the management team and the dedication and focus of all centre staff." Well done, you guys, definitely.
I'll tell you what. Yes. I reckon it's time for some cheesy tunage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you reckon? I found this track. I've never heard of it before, and I've never heard of the artist, but it was on, right on spot, yeah?
Okay.
It's by a chap called Sean Webster.
Yeah.
And the title of the song is Mayor.
Very good connection.
So that's a pretty good, strong connection, isn't it?
It is.
But I've no idea what the song's like. I've started it, because it's quite a long song, and I think the preamble into it's a bit monotonous. I hope the song improves from there.
So do I.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
You haven't got good history with your cheesy tunage, so...
Have I not?
No.
Oh, okay. So, let's go for it, eh?
Let's listen to it. But I knew it couldn't last. And she's thinking of me. But her time's come and passed.
Oh, what about that? Guitar reverb and everything.
Yeah,
rocking away. Mere, that was, by Sean Webster. Did you get it? It wasn't a subtle link, was it?
May I just apologise to the Mayor of Bromley for a very tenuous link and the music.
Yeah. Didn't you not like that?
I'm not a rock fan, no.
Oh, I was swinging my hair and everything to that. Yeah, I was playing air guitar along to that. Oh, brilliant. Right, good. I'll tell you what. Why don't we hear from the lovely Hannah?
Let's do.
Yeah. Former opera singer, IT specialist.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. IT specialist, charity ambassador, councillor in Bromley, and this year the mayor of Bromley. Let's hear from Hannah.
It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show, Councillor Hannah Gray, Mayor of Bromley. Hannah, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. It is great to be here. I'm so delighted to be invited on. Thank you.
No, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to see you. Can we start off with just tell the listeners a little bit about Hannah? Give us a little bit about your background.
Oh, dear. Right. Where do I start? I grew up in East Sussex, and it turned out that they thought I could be a little bit of a singer. So I had a career as an opera singer for a while.
Wow.
And yeah, but whilst doing that, I had to earn some money as well, because you don't always earn that much money unless you get right to the top. So I ended up working in business, in IT, and helped run the IT support for Barclays Bank Corporate and Tate & Lyle. So that was all quite useful as far as business experience was concerned. But then I had my wonderful boys, and I decided that maybe I wouldn't be singing abroad anymore, because I went off on a cruise ship and left my seven-month-old, I know, terrible thing, my seven-month-old with my wonderful parents. But I just loathed it. I just didn't want to be away from him at all. Luckily, it was only a short trip. So as soon as I came back, I decided that if I was going to sing, I had to do recitals in and around London so that I could still be with him. And from there, I have moved on, really. I ended up working on QVC for 8 years. I was a guest presenter on QVC, which was great fun, live TV. Never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And I have thoroughly enjoyed bringing up my boys. I moved from Dulwich into Beckenham, and I've always been involved in supporting my local area. So in Dulwich, I was part of the PTA and things like that. And as soon as I came here, my boys were a lot older. So I decided that I would become part of the community and hopefully become a councillor, which actually happened. And so I've been a councillor since 2014.
Fantastic. Well, so fairly conventional background then.
Absolutely.
Opera singer, TV presenter, IT specialist. Yeah, we've all done that. We've all been there. Oh, that's brilliant. I love that. That's a brilliant story. That's fantastic. So you became a councillor. I need to say this, Hannah. I need to say this because we have this debate all the time. The London Borough of Bromley is in Kent. Right. But those of us in deepest, darkest Kent still believe that Bromley and Orpington and all those places are part of Kent. But of course, they're now all firmly London boroughs.
They are. Yeah, they're part of the London boroughs. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that all changed, you know, because in I've got some facts here, which I can read out to you, because I thought you might ask me this. So in 1963, the London Government Act was passed by Parliament, reducing the number of authorities governing local districts of London from 90 down to 32. And this act formed the Greater London Councils, which replaced the former London County Councils. So I haven't memorised this, I'm reading it for you. But this is the interesting bit. The London Borough of Bromley was formed by amalgamating the former Borough of Bromley, Beckenham, the urban districts of Orpington, Penge and parts of Chislehurst and Sidcup.
Right.
So that's why we now are the London Borough of Bromley, because we've got all of those in the London Borough of Bromley, which is fantastic. So we could choose. I mean, what a lovely thing to have. We can choose to be the London Borough of Bromley, and we're in Beckenham or Bromley, Kent. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And it is. You're absolutely right. Funny enough, in my day job, I own Jobs in Kent, which is a recruitment portal. And our second biggest area of Kent employment is Bromley.
Yeah.
you know, because although it's a London borough, you're very close to the centre of London, but still a lot of people like to come the other way to work, you know, and avoid the crowds and the traffic and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Oh, things are going ding-dong here.
I can't hear them, so don't worry about it.
I have to stop it.
Don't worry.
Okay. So, yeah, I agree with you. That's absolutely fabulous that you can help everybody in Bromley. I mean, yeah, it's fabulous that you can do that and that people do often want to go out, not in. But we are here in Bromley, very close. We've got great connections into the centre of London. Yeah. And people can work either way. They can go out towards you or in towards the city. So it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And it's so green as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
How lucky we.
Yeah, I mean, I know the area reasonably well because many years ago, I worked in Lewisham for Citibank, and
oh, yeah,
and I used to get the train to Bromley South every day to get to work, train on a bus. So I know the area quite well, and you know, we quite often have lunch in the Foxes at Chislehurst and all that kind of stuff. But good stuff. Anyway, let's move on to talking about you. Now, you're just coming to the end of your year in office as mayor. So
that's,
I want to, what a year to pick for a start.
yeah,
with the pandemic and stuff. But I want to take you back to the beginning of your mayoralty. I don't know what the process is. Did you put yourself forward for it, or were you press ganged into it? How did it work? Who first approached you about becoming mayor, and how did that work?
Well, yeah, we have to become councillors, which means that we get elected by the general public. And my ward is West Wickham. So, as I said, in 2014, I got elected by the general public and I became a councillor for West Wickham. I was very lucky that a few years after that, I was asked whether I wanted to be deputy mayor to Mayor Ian Payne, which was a fantastic experience and really gave you an idea of what the top job was about.
Right, yeah.
And at that point, I thought, you know, at some point during my council career, I would love to be mayor, because you get to see the most amazing people, the fantastic charities, the wonderful things that are going on out there, that no matter how proactive you are as somebody in the borough or a councillor, you just don't get to see it all. So I did say at some point to myself, I would love to become mayor. And what happens is you put yourself forward, but then there's a vote amongst your fellow councillors as to who takes the office. And I was very fortunate that I got voted in, and I was absolutely delighted. And as you say, what a year. But actually, what an incredible year. I mean, I could moan about we haven't had all the wonderful glamorous events and all those things, but you know, mayoralty, it's so much more important than that. Being the first citizen of the borough, representing the Queen in the borough, and representing the council, the councillors and the residents, to go out and be able to thank all of the people on the front line, all of the people that have been doing those jobs behind the scenes, you know, the bin men, the people that have been running the funerals, the funeral parlours, yeah, the pharmacists, and all our amazing volunteers running the food bank and all their own little volunteer groups that they set up. You know, we got over 4,500 volunteers within 48 hours of asking.
Wow.
For them.
That is incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really incredible.
And you're absolutely right, Hannah. I mean, you know, we were clapping for the NHS and stuff like that all during last year, but there were a huge number of other key workers that didn't get an awful lot of recognition for what they were doing. And they were just as essential, you know, in terms of keeping the food flowing, keeping the bins emptied, and sadly, you know, interring people. So absolutely right. Now, the mayoralty, as in every borough, is a non-political role.
This one is, yeah.
Yeah. And therefore, it's a representative role, an ambassadorial role, really.
Yeah.
And as you say, you enjoyed that. Tell us some of the things. I know it's probably, as you said, a lot of it would be attending dinners and events and awards and things like that, which, of course, probably didn't happen due to the lockdown. But so what kind of things have you been involved in? I know you said that you've been meeting people, but official visits? What kind of things have happened?
Well, we kind of created some of our own official visits when I've been allowed out. I mean, I make it sound as if they've been, you know, put me in a prison somewhere, but you know, I have to be 100% sure that I'm not breaking any of the rules and I'm not going out when I shouldn't and not doing unessential journeys. So, you know, it's been tricky. Lots of it has been online. So yeah, we're lucky that I'm reasonably tech savvy. I've been able to do a lot of these things online. All of the council meetings, for instance, have all been on WebEx. That not one single council meeting. I'm the first mayor ever to never have had a physical council meeting. Wow. I'm the first mayor ever never to have had a function in a restaurant and raise money for my charity. There are so many firsts, it's unbelievable. Yeah. But you know, as they, people say, you know, it's unprecedented and all that sort of stuff, but it's still amazing. So I've been able to do a lot of stuff online, but when I've been able to get out, we've been inviting ourselves to places. So this lovely lady in my office, Natalia, who's been with us just a few years now, didn't realise when she took up the job that she'd become a cold caller. You know, she's actually phones people and says, the mayor would like to come and see you. And we've had some very funny retorts because some people have thought it was a prank call.
Yeah, so sure.
There was one lady that was running a funeral parlour and Natalia phoned and she just laughed and said, oh yes, that's really funny, yes, lovely. And Natalia said, no, it's the mayor's office, she would like to come and thank you. And this went backwards and forwards and emails went backwards and forwards, and so when I turned up, this young lady was looking horrified and astonished all at the same time. It was, oh my goodness, it really is the mayor of Bromley, oh no. And then she told me the stories, of course, and she thought it was one of her friends, and she took a screenshot of the email and sent it to her friend and said, you know, you're doing this really well, it looks really official, this prank is great. And her friend was saying, no, really take it seriously.
I love it.
we've had a few of those.
I'm sure.
Another one is I went to see Ida Verdi, who are the people that look after all of our parks and keep them open. Of course, during the pandemic, when all we could do is walk or exercise in the park, it was really crucial that they kept them in tip-top condition, which they have done. And so thank you to all of those people that work in the parks to make sure that they're clean and tidy. And I went to see, and there were six of us outside with masks on, you know, and I had a range of people that they put together for me to meet. So from the CEO, right the way through to a lady that was running the nursery, as in the children's nursery, which there's one of the buildings that they do that. And we were talking about how she missed the children and how the children benefit so much. And there was this lovely guy sort of at the end of the row, who was looking a little bit nervous, to be honest. And I got to him and I said, oh, so what do you do for Ida Verdi? And he says, I keep it clean. I clean the benches and I open the toilets and I make sure that all of the bins are emptied and it's all clean. And I said, you are so important. The work that you do is so important. And I feel passionately about that. I brought my boys up with this. You know, everybody's job is important. Doesn't matter whether you're the CEO or the man that makes sure the bins are empty. You're really important in this world. And he was so thrilled. And he really did calm down and smiled. And then he put a lovely comment on my Facebook page afterwards that he was really thrilled to have met the mayor. And that's what's given me, that's this year, as what's given me that opportunity,
right,
to go and see people that we normally wouldn't get to thank and see. And it's been really quite incredible. We still managed to do the mayoral awards. So we get nominations in every year. And I have to the unenviable task of sifting through them and choosing. But we had seven awards this year, one of which was for under 18-year-old. And they were quite incredible people, just doing quite amazing things. So, but we did it online. So again, this year, first time ever, we did it online and each person had their own ceremony. So we had a Zoom call and that we could record the Zoom call. And we also did a little video with me doing a voiceover of the citation. So they got that to keep forever, which normally they'd come into the parlour, which is wonderful, and red carpet and champagne and canopies and all those wonderful things, which I'm sure they would have loved.
Yeah.
But they don't get the video, whereas this year it's on the YouTube. We've got it on the website and people see how wonderful they are. So you have to take the positives out of
absolutely
some of this. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, Hannah. And you know, there have been some positives. We've been talking on the Business Bunker show in the last couple of weeks with people from the events industry that have moved their events online, and how even when they open up again, having invested in the technology, they will retain it and do hybrid events. And we've also talked to independent retailers that have had to move into e-commerce and click and collect. And again, it's proved a massive benefit to their business. And it was something they were not willing to look at before they were forced to do it, if you see what I mean. So there has been positives, especially in the uptake in technology and the use of technology and the use of social media and all those kind of things. Absolutely. Now, as mayor, are you allowed to stand for a second year, or is it a limited term of office?
Well, some mayors have had two-year terms because of the pandemic, and either they weren't able to hand over physically and have inauguration of the next mayor, or because they've had the year that we've just gone through, they have gone on to do a second year. Yeah. But I'm not going to be doing that. We have a new mayor coming in. But you never know. Never say never. They might let me do it again. We'll see. I mean, there are lots of people that want to be mayor. It is such an honour and a privilege. I know that our wonderful Kim Botting had the opportunity to do it twice, and she did a fantastic job on both occasions. But whether I'll get another chance, I don't know, because you can't stand in the way of other people that want to do it as well. We'll see. You never know. Never say never.
Okay. I know we're not going to talk about politics or anything, but you are a councillor. Are you standing for re-election in May, or is it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So you're absolutely continuing your role as a councillor, assuming you get re-elected, obviously.
Yeah, our elections aren't this May. Obviously, that's the London mayoral election this May. Right. Our elections are the year after that.
Because down here, we've got elections here as well this May. You know, because a lot of these things are on sliding scales, aren't they? Half the council is elected 1 year and half the next. Okay, so you're not up for re-election until 2022.
That's right, yeah, but I will stand again. I mean, it's a wonderful ward to represent, I have to say, and it would be lovely to be able to do another term.
Okay, cool. What does the future hold for someone from such a boring background as you? singing and all the other things that you've done. What do you think you're going to be doing in the next couple of years then, Hannah?
Well, I hope to use more of the technology that we've been able to use this year. So I've actually started podcasts. So I'd love you to come on my podcast.
Of course. And
that would be great. So I started podcasts really because I wanted to find inspirational people like yourself, very positive people, so that, you know, when businesses and people, maybe even without businesses, were suffering and feeling a little bit low, there was someone that could come on and come work with positive input. So we've had all sorts of different kind of people. So I want to continue with that and continue with the podcast, because we've kind of got into the swing of it now. And people are regularly listening, so that's lovely, and it's picked up. And we've also been doing a lot of videos. So without my consort, Colin Hitchens, I couldn't have made all of the videos that we have been making for communicating out and getting the word out there on many different things. And as I said, the award ceremonies and all of those things. So without him, I couldn't have done that. He's been amazing and invested in a lot of the equipment, which I'm sure you're well aware of in your business. Hopefully we will continue to make some videos for people, whether they be for businesses or whether they be for promoting well-being and health and that sort of thing. So I hope to do some of that, but I will also get stuck back into working as a councillor because I'll be able to have more time to concentrate on that. I was the small business champion before I took up the role of mayor. Yvonne Baer is now the small business champion and doing a fantastic job, so I don't expect that one back, but if I can help her in any way, of course I will do, because our small businesses really need as much help as they can get, so I will happily volunteer to help her do that. But I also work as a consultant for Biggin Hill Airport, and right. I work on their STEM. I'm their STEM ambassador, science, technology, engineering and maths. I'm sure you know what that is. And reaching out to the schools and getting more and more young people and young women involved in the science side of things, that engineers are needed in this world, especially in the aerospace world. So reaching out to them and dealing with the community work that Biggin feels very strongly about, making sure that we look after our local community and invest in our local community. So I've got lots of things I can keep me ticking along with.
Do you get to ride in a Spitfire?
Oh, I haven't yet. But here's a plug. Oh, you didn't even know you were going to do this. So one of the ways of raising money for the mayoral charity is to buy a prize draw ticket. It's only £10. Right. And you can find it on my Facebook page, Mayor of Bromley. And you could win a flight in the Spitfire.
Wow.
Now, how good is that?
That is brilliant. I have to say, we were lucky enough to interview the owner of the Spitfire Museum and the Spitfire...
the Heritage Hangar.
Yeah. And we spent a day there, and I got a trip in a Spitfire, which was brilliant.
Well,
yeah, which was absolutely fantastic. So what a prize to win. So there you go. Mayor of Bromley Facebook page. You can buy a ticket to potentially win a trip in a Spitfire, and I've got to tell you, it's well worth it. It is well worth the gamble on doing it. So, folks, go to the Mayor of Bromley's Facebook page and buy your ticket now. That's an order, by the way. You have to do it. Hannah, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It sounds like you're a woman of many, many parts and many, many talents, and that's fantastic. And just to round off on what you were saying about small business is what we're all about here on the Bunker Show, and small and independent businesses and the self-employed are the backbone of our economic life in this country. Most of us have suffered really badly during the pandemic, and we're all going to need as much help as we can get when we come out of it by supporting each other. And that's the main thing, is to buy local where you can, to support local tradespeople, to support independent people. And I love the fact that you know, that you're prepared to help with the support of small businesses in your borough.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Councillor Hannah Gray, Mayor of Bromley, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see you again soon.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with Workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. That was Hannah Gray, Councillor Hannah Gray, Mayor of Bromley. And what a background.
I think you should have got her to sing a bit.
Yeah, I should have done, really. Well, I did try to put some cheesy tunage opera on, but I couldn't find anything in our database, surprisingly. I'm going to paraphrase this a bit because of the way it came in, but I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson, and she said, listening live, have a fab show, Paul and team. Mayor of Bromley sounded very interesting, and looking forward to hearing what's next for the lovely Alison Palmer. And really lovely to have Amanda Flanders back in the studio too.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
So thank you, Tracy. That's Tassie64 on the Twitter, Tracy Ferguson. I've also had a tweet from Westmoreland Farmers Market, M Farmers Market on the Twitter. Westmoreland Farmers Market is this Sunday with food, drink and the return of items such as handmade jewellery and candles. We're open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30. Thank you for your support. I'm not entirely sure where that takes place, though.
Westmoreland?
It's somewhere in Westmoreland. the best thing to do is follow them on a Twitter. M Farmers Market is their Twitter handle. So do check that out.
Cool. I've got a tweet here from Kim Stevens, Care in Kent, saying, I'd love a shout out on Business Bunker for the Care in Kent at home care workers in Ashford and Folkestone. Thank you to the home care teams who are working tireless for the needs of our clients to ensure that they feel comfortable, safe and secure. If you see us out and about, give us a wave. Cool. So that's from Kim Stevens in Care in Kent. Well done, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Jules has been on as well. It's a little while ago.
Oh, hello, Jules. Yes. Yeah. You're around, are you?
Yeah, she says, have a great Business Bunker show. Lovely old Vanilla Webb and Amanda Flanders. A big hug to FSB Kent. That's Alison. Wishing her much love on moving forward. And a big hello to the Mayor of Bromley. So thank you for that. Jules is into cocktails at the moment, by the looks of it.
I saw.
Yeah, porn star or something she was drinking.
Very nice. I need to get the ingredients for that.
Yeah, with her own Prosecco added or something.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, look, here it is again. A mocktail.
No, she was talking about doing a mocktail for Denise because Denise doesn't drink. But
oh, right, okay.
Hers is not a mocktail. Hers is a full-on porn star martini.
I wasn't following the story, to be honest.
We also had a tweet from the lovely Susie Fish, empowering natural beauty. Beauty, I can't speak today. Beauty.
I prefer empowering booty.
Booty. empowering natural booty.
Yeah. None of this injected stuff.
No. At Tropic Susie Fish on the Twitter. You're doing a great job. Well, I was up until then, Susie. Sorry, Amanda and Vanilla Webb. Oh, Vanilla Webb isn't doing too bad either.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes, thank you. Do you want me to do an email?
Yeah, go for it. Go on.
Tonight, because I've got a whole pile here.
Yeah.
The first homes at a £230 million development on the outskirts of Herne Bay are set to be completed in 2023. Blimey, how many homes are they building? Oh, here. Have been delayed in legal challenges. Work on the contentious 800-home Strood Farm project is set to soon press ahead. Two house building firms, Countryside and Places for People, have now been nailed down to deliver the properties, while a bid for full planning permission is now in the hands of Canterbury City Council. Outline permission has already been secured. However, the detailed master plan needs to be fully rubber stamped before work can begin. Should it be given the green light, Chris Crook, development manager at the firm behind the plans, Hollenby Estates, says the new homes will be a very special place to live. So there you go, looking for a new home near Herne Bay. Coming up in 2023, there should be some there.
Fantastic. I said I'd give a big shout out to a nationwide networking group called Sterling Biz Hour. That's their Twitter handle, Sterling, as in the currency, Biz Hour, B-I-Z. Go on in, Sterling Biz Hour, give them a follow. They're on Twitter right now networking. So don't stop listening to us, but, you know, you can join in with both. You can multitask.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, if you're a woman, you can anyway.
Yeah.
There is also a shout out request from Collect. What is wrong with me? My tongue's not working now. Collector's Buddy. Collector's Buddy at buddy_museum. So Collector's Buddy Virtual Museum. Yes, please give us a shout out. I need to have a look. What do they do?
Absolutely. They raise. It's Martin Reeves. He's trying to put together a museum of collectibles. As a charitable institution. It's a big project, it's a big undertaking, and he's literally just launched it, so we're following that with interest.
Oh, interesting. Good. Yeah. Sounds good.
Tracy Ferguson has tweeted again, what a bundle of energy and positivity is the Mayor of Bromley, Hannah. And also a lady of many talents. I hope you have her back on the show another time. Looking forward to hearing you on her podcast too. What a fabulous interview. No, thank you for that, Tracy. Yeah, really interesting lady. Yeah.
It is. And thank you, Tracy, for another great GIF.
Yeah.
We've got the GIFs going now. Have a look. Have a look. We do like the GIFs coming in.
We missed the GIF wars.
We did. You see, yeah. Bird goes, Jules goes, everyone's abandoned you.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Then everyone stopped sending you gifts. So
I know.
We're back. And there's a tweet from the lovely Davinia Springer at Health Get Social saying, well, a great interview with the Mayor of Bromley, because, of course, Davinia lives up that way and she deals with Bromley and everything in that area.
Right.
So thanks for listening, Davinia. Great to have you listening today. I have to quickly do this tweet. Where's it gone? We're from Paul. Paul the Squirrel.
Right.
He's talking about the power of social media. So he's just retweeted one. Obviously, I think everybody knows about the wars going on between Marks and Spencer and Audi.
Mm-hmm.
He says, hey, Marks and Spencer. This is from Audi. Right. Hey, Marks and Spencer. Can Colin and Cuthbert be besties? We're bringing back a limited edition Cuthbert and want to donate profits to cancer charities, including your partner's Macmillan Cancer and ours, Teenage Cancer. Let's raise money for charity, not lawyers. It's, ooh, it's a bit dodgy, a bit sneaky there of Audi. Getting it out of there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been quite funny. Some of them have been quite funny, what's been going on between that lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been some funny videos as well. Tracy's responded to the question you posed earlier about Zoom and Teams,
yes,
and all that.
Yes.
And she says, one of the great things to come out of last year is the online opportunities that are not dependent on geography, which is absolutely true. Yeah.
Yeah, but it has highlighted a lot of areas where... Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? Sometimes when you're forced to do something, it highlights areas that, you know, are missing. So hybrid, I think certainly within the world of events now, a lot more hybrid stuff is going to come out of it. So making the events more accessible to a larger audience of people rather than just being anybody local.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. I don't know if you read this one or not. It's from Darren, Intune PR. You may well have read it already. It says, Amanda Flanders, thank you for the max shout-out on the Business Bunker just now with Vanilla Web. Welcome and hilarious. The power of social media added to radio and podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, look, we've had one from Barry.
Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Barry and John, or just Barry?
Barry and John. No, it's just Barry. I can't call him Barry and John anymore. So it says, at Business Bunker, so good to hear Amanda Flanders back on the radio with Vanilla Web. Wishing Alison Palmer, FSB, all the very best for future. Barry, no John. Aww. It's not the same without Barry and John.
Yeah, they're doing really well.
Amazing.
Alpha 311.
Yes.
It's a massively innovative wind turbine that they've developed, and they're doing exceptionally well with it. Give them a follow. Alpha 311.
It's at 311 Alpha.
Oh, 311 Alpha, yeah.
Twitter handle, but check it out. I mean, yeah. So amazing. And I just saw the other day that they're also got their first site in America.
Cool, yeah.
Confirmed.
They've done exceptionally well.
And
really good.
Yeah, they're two. So absolutely amazing. Guys, I think they need to be on the show again sometime in the future to find out more about how they're getting on with that.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Sterling Bizarre just said, oh, thank you for the shout out. It made our day. Woo woo.
Bloomberg. Our first mention from Bloomberg.
Okay. All right, okay.
Anyway, sorry. Shall I do an email? Because there is quite a big pile here.
Yeah, yeah.
A charity has confirmed it will open its third shop in Ashford with outfitting work underway in a shopping centre. YMCA already has branches in Parkmow and Brookfield Court. However, the youth support group will now take over a unit in County Square, filling the Bright House site. A spokeswoman confirmed no closures are being made and that all three shops will run at the same time. The new store also comes with more jobs, with an online advertisement offering the job of store manager with an 18,408 pound annual salary. 1800, you know, charity. No.
That's a bit below minimum wage. Yeah.
Stephanie Chapman, YMCA's retail area manager for the Southeast, said the people of Ashford love a good charity shop and they're all incredibly generous with their donations. It's because of them we're able to get a third shop. The County Square shop has been in the pipeline for a few months and hopefully we're opening in June.
Fantastic. It's good to open some retail stores because there's lots of them that are empty at the moment. So thank you for that. What should we do? We've got a few minutes before the news is on.
Well, I've got another email I can do.
Oh, have you? Go on. You go for it.
Do you want me to do an email?
Well, do you know, I've been working on my own for 7 months, so it's about time somebody else did some work.
No, yeah, but I'm not going to do all the work. Charity Golf Day. Here we go. Yeah, because golf is something that's probably been quite popular. I bet that's taken off a lot more over the last year, where people could get out and do some golfing. So this is a charity golf day on Friday the 2nd of July from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's swing into action and join us for a 18 holes of fundraising, all in aid of Strode Park Foundation. We've booked the Cave Hotel and Golf Resort in Boughton. You're not listening to me, are you?
Boughton.
You can make up a team of four for just £60 per head. Boughton Golf Club members pay...
Boughton.
Icky Ban. members just pay just £34.50. You can let us know your team name if you've already made your foursome. But if you're an individual, let us know. Then we can match you up with the team. Your entry fee includes tea and coffee, bacon rolls and arrival, 18 holes of golf, a two-course dinner and prize presentation. Oh, that's quite good. Timings for the day. 10:30 a.m. registration with tea, coffee and bacon roll. 11:15 tee off, followed by scores in prize presentation and two-course meal. Buggy hire is available at £25 each for 18 holes. Please contact the club direct on... Right, you've got your pens ready. 01227-752-277 to hire. Tickets are non-refundable unless the event is cancelled. I hope it's not. So basically, if you go to www.strodepark.org.uk/shop/event/charity golf day. So if you fancy playing some golf in aid of charity, and that's the Cave Hotel and Golf Resort. So that, I imagine that's quite nice over there.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. That's
the new place. Isn't it? Yeah, well, I say new, it's been open just over a year or so now, but yeah, nobody's seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been closed.
Yeah, nobody's been allowed.
No.
We've had another tweet from Davina Springer. Perfect combo, she says. Eating lunch while listening to the Business Bunker show. Thank you for the shout out. Brilliant show, Amanda and Vanilla Web. You guys rock.
Thank you. And then lunch looks lovely as well. A nice healthy salad.
It does, yeah. There's radish. Yeah, I like a radish.
Like a radish.
Yes, it's a radish salad she's got there, and I like a radish. Right. What else we got?
I've still got more emails.
Sure.
You don't want any more emails.
We've got a short one you can read, because we're going to join the news in 2 minutes' time.
Marsh Networking Online. So we're talking about online networking. So if you want to go to the Marsh Networking Online, the next one is 28th, next Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. If you go to marshnetwork.co.uk to ensure a place, their speaker is Joe Gallant, branding and website designer. Come along and grow your contacts and your network. No joining or membership fees, just great networking. We'd be great to see you at the next meeting. Relaxed professionals networking across Kent, East Sussex and further afield. So that's run by the fabulous Terry Botfield or at TD Botty on the Twitter.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What have we got here? I need one more I'm going to do here. I'll just do this one. Awards celebrate hard work, success and a great PR for your organisation. If you're a winning business, why not enter the Maidstone or Ashford Business Awards 2021? There's a number of categories in each area and there will be a presentation dinner that's combined for Maidstone, Canterbury and Ashford Business Awards, and that will be taking place at the Great Danes Hotel in November. But at the moment, you can nominate your business or another business for one of the categories in either the Maidstone or the Ashford area, and you can do that by going to their website, which is www.businessawardskent.co.uk. That's businessawardskent.co.uk. Find out all about it, find out all about the categories, find out all about the sponsors, nominate a business, and then we can all attend the dinner later in the year. But right now, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. When we come back, we're going to hear an interview with Alison Palmer, who is the Development Manager of the Federation of Small Business. So do stay tuned for that. But for the moment, let's join the Channel Radio newsroom.
You're listening to Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Boris Johnson has spoken with governing bodies, including the FA, and with fans' representatives about the European Super League. Six English sides have announced their plans to join the breakaway competition, which has been met with huge backlash. Thomas Tuchel